Chapter 5. The Isles. It had been a few hours since they had broken past the Earth's atmosphere, and Randy was in a state of panic. "I had no idea we were going to leave Earth," he moaned.
"Well, look at the bright side. We're all in one piece," laughed the jester.
Slam! "What was that?" asked a woman. "Check the surveillance cameras, Intellect," cried Tabby. They all ran into the manager's tiny office, and to their dismay, a monstrous Mr. Byron was floating in space, slamming his furry body into the hull of the restaurant's spaceship, trying with all of his might to gain access to punish them for their infestation. "Oh, great," murmured another employee. "Don't worry, Wisdom," said Tabby as she placed a captain's hat atop her head, which nestled perfectly between her pointed ears. "We have something he doesn't." "What?" asked the jester. "Activate the hyper engine," cried Tabby.
"But Tabby, that runs on dark matter," gasped the superhero. "Do you really think we have enough?"
"How much do we have?" inquired Tabby.
"About 10 cups worth," replied Intellect.
"Seriously, we are critically low. Are you sure you want to use it?"
"If it enables us to ditch Mr. Byron, then yes," said Tabby.
Bang!
Everyone turned. A massive dent had appeared in the metal paneling on the outermost walls of the building.
"He's getting through," murmured the master baker. She drew 2 red-hot baguettes from her belt and held them like swords and said, "I will hold him off."
"All right," replied Tabby. She gave the master baker a salute, and with that, the baker ran off with her doughy blades to defend the restaurant.
"Hold on, dark matter? A hyper engine? What?" began Randy.
"Relax, Randy.
It's not as impressive as it sounds," replied Wisdom.
"But isn't dark matter still a debated topic in the scientific community?" inquired Randy.
Everyone laughed.
"Randy, you clearly don't know what you're talking about," chortled Tabby.
"The only pure form of dark matter is, of course, dark roast coffee," cried the jester. "It is our finest fuel for our hyper engine."
"Now, if you excuse us, we have some coffee to brew," replied a waitress. With that, the kitchen became alive once again. As everyone bustled back and forth, their steps quickening with every attack Mr. Byron made on the outer hull of the vessel.
"Where is this hyper engine?" began Randy,
but just then the master baker's voice came on the intercom.
"Captain Tabby, Mr. Byron is eating through the walls. I can't hold him off for much longer."
"Shoot," murmured Tabby.
She rushed through the halls of the ship and shouted,
"Is the dark roast ready yet?"
"The machine is still brewing, Captain," cried one of the cooks.
"Can't you make it go any faster?" asked Tabby.
"Rushing it could cause imperfections in the brew," responded one of the cooks. "We mustn't rush it."
The cat began to pace up and down the walk anxiously as the sounds of Mr. Byron got closer and closer. Then a howl of pain echoed throughout the hectic kitchen. Moments later, the master baker gracefully leapt down through the hole in the ceiling where Randy had nearly been crushed by the cement.
"That should hold him for now,"
murmured the master baker as she blew out the ends of her baguettes, which were on fire.
"Report,"
inquired Tabby.
"A slight burn to the arm,"
replied the master baker.
"Nothing that will get us written up."
"Good," responded Tabby. The master baker twirled her baguettes and sheathed them back into her belt. Tabby rushed down the hall and asked,
"Is it ready yet?"
"Almost," cried the superhero. "We need something to kickstart it."
A smile slowly formed on the master baker's face as she drew her baguette blades and ignited them.
"Leave that to me," she said with a smirk. A deafening
echoed on the other side of the wall.
"We may want to get out of here," shouted the jester over the din. "He doesn't sound too happy."
3, shouted the master baker.
Bang,
went Mr. Byron.
2,
bang, bang, bang.
1.
Mr. Byron's fist broke through the metal sheeting and clutched onto the other fist, preparing to swing.
"Ignition!"
cried the master baker.
Boom!
An explosion rocketed within the kitchen as black flames erupted out of the upside-down oven and thrusted them forward faster than the speed of light. Randy felt dizzy as the overwhelming power of the coffee overtook him. He felt nauseous, almost as if he were going to collapse onto the floor in his mind. He continued to go in and out of reality as they were rocketed through space at inhuman speeds.
"Are we there yet?"
asked Tabby as she tried to speak through the rapid rattling of the spaceship.
"Too far away,"
replied the jester at an equal voice to Tabby.